This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's not, you could call me a hater. I am telling you, people that I know that watch sports, that die hard, they just don't. And I love Spider, but they don't.
Donovan Mitchell ain't that dude. Like, he's a good player, but he's not that, like, I'm tuning in to watch
now, the
him
Knicks
player.
Have a cachet because they're the Knicks. And you can say, oh, but
I think they have a shot, too, in the East. Like, that's another part of the Knicks. Like, they have a legit shot in, like, a wide-open East as far as I'm concerned. Cleveland,
but Jalen Brunson, and yeah. I just think the brand of the Knicks is very cowboy-ish. You either love them or hate them, and so people tune in.
All right, so we got that one.
And there's something about Madison Square Garden. Come on, you guys know we all get the sucked garden. In. Yeah, no, I do. It's like watching a game at Wrigley. I get sucked in. I call me a guilty.
Cavs, Knicks, 9 o'clock. I'm doing all West Coast.
And that's at Madison Square Garden.
That's at Madison Square
Garden. I love that matchup.
All right, so we...
I told you, nobody does anything with Cleveland.
All right, the 11:30 matchup, it's going to be Spurs-Thunder. That'll be fun. Wemby against the defending champs. It's kind of, you know, it's a Western Conference matchup, so I think Warriors fans should be interested in that. But again, the defending champion Oklahoma City Thunder, are they must-see TV still? I'm curious to see how that goes going forward. I'm not sure.
I think that's actually a good matchup by the NBA. I think that's strategically really smart. Wemby versus those guys, like I think that's a really smart move by them. Keep going.
All right, so we got the first two there.
I actually like that matchup.
Now we get the 2 o'clock matchup, which is the Warriors one. So it's going to be Mavericks Warriors 2 o'clock West Coast time. What?
It's
not hitting you. You're just looking at it compared to the NFL. And it's like, oh my god, they got no chance, kind of a thing.
No. It's going to be going on during the Commanders Cowboys. That's like a perfect time to have Steph Curry on. Because I think there's Cowboy fatigue. And I don't think the Cowboys are going to be good.
I don't think the draw of that game, call me crazy, the draw of that game is going to be, what's Jaden Daniels look like? Like that's kind of, that's again, not much quarterbacks matter
football,
in the league. It's football.
Exactly. And there's fantasy, and it'll be playoff time, you know. And so, but I think it's a smart move by the NBA to put Steph right in the middle of that Cowboy game.
Cooper Flagg, Steph Curry, sign me up. You got me right there. You could say Steph or Cooper Flagg, I'm in immediately right there. All right, so that's the 2 o'clock matchup. Then after that, we've got Rockets at Lakers. That's the primetime sexy matchup.
I'll be watching Durant versus LeBron. That's
how
great.
Many of those
rooting
do we have
against
left?
LeBron.
Right, there you go.
I didn't even mention crowd on the sideline.
Well, yeah, there we go. And then to wrap it up, we got T-Wolves Nuggets at 7:30. So that's going to be the nightcap.
That's the sleepy matchup for me.
that's you're out. Anthony Edwards, Joker. What?
You know what that is?
What?
That's me putting all the wrapping stuff into plastic bags and then bringing that to the recycling. And I'm just calling it what it is. That's on at the end of the night.
You're having your like fifth slice of pie or like pumpkin pie.
Exactly.
Whatever you're doing.
Come on. What?
You're not into that?
I really like that.
No, I do too, but that's a long day of sports.
Okay,
so I'm just telling you, like, the reality. Christmas is a long day. It's a gauntlet day for the Shasta.
Give me the NFL. Do you have it up there? One more time. The Christmas NFL game.
Yeah,
one more
so
time.
It's going to start off Lions-Vikings.
Okay.
Cowboys-Commanders.
Okay.
Broncos-Chiefs. I'll be watching Broncos-Chiefs over. And now the Minnesota game will probably go on after Broncos-Chiefs. But correct. I'm going to be what? Dude, think about it. You're going to be in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You're going to be in Kansas City in December, late December.
Oh, I know.
The visual is going to be incredible. incredible.
It's great. It's going to be chilly. It's going to be cold.
It's going to be Sean Payton versus Andy Reid.
And your boy Bo Nix is going to get humbled from one Steve Spagnuolo. That's what's going to be happening next year in Kansas City. So I'm excited. No, like Christmas, those are good matchups. And the Warriors going up against Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson, Cooper Flagg. Lock me in on that one.
I'm surprised.
Are you in, by the way, going to Christmas Day games? Are you in or out on that?
Well,
because that's always a tricky one for me. Like, there's parts of me where it's just like, God, I want to go. So, but, like, I like being at home with the fam, chilling with my feet up.
You don't understand. Like, the older I get, and this is going to be, you know, specific to me. A, I'm very blessed because all my family lives here. That's number one. I freely acknowledge that. And we have a lot of family. And I'm very blessed in that way. But Christmas Eve, we go to my mom's side. Christmas Day, Michelle's mom comes over. Mm-hmm. Then we go over to Michelle's side.
That's cool.
You know, afterwards. So it's a long day. Like, we have to go see family, and, you know, family's getting a little older. And as much as I want to do certain things, it would have to be a very special, unique matchup because, you know, there's family members that we have to see and we want to see that we don't necessarily see. And I know, oh, it's an arbitrary day and you can do it on another time, but. It's a tough sell. I'm going to be real. It's a tough sell, especially considering my entire life is sports.
I know. I hear you. But I do think
for me, I'm
once
just being
LJ
real.
Does get older, like maybe there's going to be a party like, hey, you know what, Ed, want to go to the game? Christmas, my gift. You know, we'll see. Steph's probably going to be retired by then unless, you know, he's still playing until he's early 40s. But maybe you think about that because the Niners, obviously. Christmas last year, right?
I wanted to bring LJ. She wouldn't let her 2 years ago. She wouldn't let me.
It's too small.
He was way too little.
Way too small.
I wanted to bring him to the Green Bay game in the rain.
Right. Sorry, 2 years ago.
Yeah, he's preemie. And so, like, I wanted to bring him to the Green Bay game. She was like, absolutely not. It's the middle of a storm.
Don't want to do that one. Yeah, well.
I brought him to the amateur yesterday.
I think about that game again, too. It's insane that the Anders Carlson factor of all this. And that was a guy that the Niners were. Matt LaFleur literally said, I have to close my eyes when this guy kicks the ball. And the Niners were like, let's bring him in. Let's get that guy. Jake Moody, by the way, 7-7. How do you look? Is he looking better? Kicker watch? Jake
Jordan
Moody?
Love threw that game away in the second half. Like, you rewatch that game. He made a horrific across the field pass.
I know.
To Dre Greenlaw. Just absolutely. And then Dre Greenlaw, go down. Doggy, go down. Like, the game was insane.
We're going to get into the Niners.
The game was insane.
We're going to get into the Niners a little bit here. Obviously, joint practices with the Raiders, what Kyle Shanahan had to say. And Kyle Shanahan's comments earlier in the week about expectations for this squad. I'm very curious to see how you're going to feel when Kyle Shanahan says what he said a couple days ago, Joe, on SiriusXM radio, because it got me kind of a downer. I'm not going to lie. What Kyle Shanahan had to say, it kind of put a damper on my expectations of the team. So we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But put a bow on this. Is there anything when it comes to this Golden State Warriors schedule, that concerns you?
Not concerns
Nothing that's
me,
concerning.
But let me give you some of like I don't want to get too far down it. Yeah. I don't want to get all, you know, radio on you in the character radio. I don't want to get too, OCD. But you get Indiana a couple times early, and that might be the best time to get them because they're going to be, you know, obviously without Haliburton. They don't have Turner anymore. You get the Nuggets. You're going to have a good feel on who you are. The Nuggets twice early in the year. This is a team that's really had your number. Like, are the Warriors legitimately different? Like, I think that's, can you split those Nuggy games early on? And then you got the Spurs a couple times early on in the season. I'm just going to get you to Thanksgiving. Like, that's what I'm looking at. You get a good look at two different teams in the West, in the Spurs and the Nuggets. One is a veteran-laden team that you believe to be in that championship zone.
Right.
The other one is a wild card team. If I told you, hey, the Spurs were the 4 seed, I wouldn't be that surprised because that would tell me they took this big step forward. But if you told me they were like the 10-11 seed when the year was over, I would also, they were probably battling injuries all year. Well, I don't know what to make of them.
I don't know what to make of them either. The what is it, the deep vein thrombosis?
I'm very skeptical
on the health of Victor Wembanyama. Dude, when you're talking about like blood clots, like I have no idea how to
when he plays, he's amazing.
He is, but blood
Castle is a stud.
There's certain words that scare me because I know how it ended Chris Bosh's career, and I'm hoping this doesn't happen because the guy is such a wizard on the court. He's literally the alien. That's what they call him. But blood clots scare the hell out of me.
Absolutely.
That is something that is real. So I wonder how, hopefully he's healthy and he's good to go. And that's something that you don't have to monitor going forward. And then De'Aaron Fox's health. Like, they just signed him this fat contract too. He's hurt.
De'Aaron Fox.
I don't, well, I know, but you didn't mention a team that they also played in the first week, Joe. The Clippers. how are the Clippers going to look this next year? Like, that was a team we all kind of were circling heading into the playoffs. Obviously, that huge game before the season ended went to overtime, and James Harden took it over. But how are they going to look? Because it felt like if any time that they were going to, like, push forward and push ahead, it was going to be last year because their health was a factor. And they were healthy. Kawhi Leonard, for the most part, was healthy. James Harden was healthy. They got knocked out in the first round. They didn't advance. And I'm very curious to see how they're going to bounce back this season. Didn't they get old man Chris Paul on that team too now? Run it back? CP3?
There was a picture of Paul George. I know he's not on the Clippers anymore, but I was thinking about it because of all the old guys. And there was a picture of Paul George wearing a knee brace going out to the club.
Oh, no.
Did you guys see that?
Oh, no.
Now, it's funny you bring that up, though. I just said to Sam, they have the most back-to-backs of any team in the NBA.
They do?
At 16, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody had photoshopped this picture of Paul George outside the club, and it was all the geriatrics, and it was Chris Paul, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler.
It was DeAndre
Draymond
Jordan?
Green.
DeAndre Jordan?
Well, they were all in knee braces. Somebody, like, had them all in knee braces waiting to get inside the club. And it was pretty funny. I thought it was a funny picture.
It's like most of the hosts here at 95.7 walking in the building with all the different knee braces and stuff on. It's all right. That happens.
Is
Bonte going to be wearing one heading in?
Who has a knee brace at the station?
Dibs has like three of them all the time.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Haven't you worn one? You've worn one here to the station, right?
A knee brace?
Yeah, something.
I don't know.
No, his issues are feet.
Oh, feet.
He's got the special socks.
Oh, he's got the Rex Ryan problem. Got it. Okay. I hear you. That's fine.
A lot of host injuries keep track of.
It's a great point, Sam. What injuries are going on with the 49ers?
I was trying to do the injury Boxer and Gerson whistle.
Oh, the whistle.
The very beginning. Yeah, I guess it didn't work.
We were both trying to do transitions right there, and, you know, it happens. But I'm transitioning now to the Niners and their health, because that's going to be the name of the game. Health for the Niners. Do they even have the bodies to suit up for a preseason game tomorrow against the Raiders? And at this point, like, do you even want to see the starters out there? If everyone's getting hurt, like, are we putting Ricky Pearsall and Brock Purdy,
Trent
Williams?
We don't even have enough guys to get through the season. Why even play the starters week one? We'll just punt this game and we'll worry about November.
Well, you say that, and I'm kind of wondering if, I don't want to say it, but are the Niners going to punt on this season? Are they about to punt on this season? If so, that's a problem. And we're going to get into it on the other side. 888-957-9570. Wait till you hear what Kyle Shanahan had to say about the expectations of this Niners squad this season. This is a team that a calendar year ago, just last February, you were in the building for a Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. And now there's rumblings of a rebuild? Huh? We're going to get into it. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. And it's going to be brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Back there when we were doing Steiny and Goo, we have the show within the show, which is always the best show as far as I'm concerned, Joe. That all rhymed, by the way. And we got Jennifer Lee Chan. We're going to hell of a show today. Jennifer Lee Chan, 8:30, NBC Sports Bay Area. She's down in Vegas for the joint practice yesterday between the Raiders and the Niners, and obviously preseason game two tomorrow at Allegiant. Bonte Allen Studio, 9 o'clock. We'll be breaking down the schedule with Bonte as well, get his thoughts on it. Plus, I know he's going to shoehorn some Giants talk in there because he's probably got something for the players, the coaches, everyone, and then obviously the 49ers in Raiders game tomorrow.
So if you were to be like, Evan, I want you to describe the 49ers season. And, I would be like, pessimistic. That's what I would say. He'd be like, inauspicious. It's like, what?
No, what Evan likes
he's
to do.
He's good at that, though. No. He is. He's very good. So that's why Steiny and him get along so well, because Steiny, with his parents being English majors, he likes the English words.
He does this. Bonte does it sometimes, too.
What's
when
that?
He comes in here. When I can just, and I've heard it with the Orange and Black Weekend rap when I listen to Sam and when Evan's in or Dan DeVone, but specifically Evan, a couple of hosts here like to do this. I could just ask a question, and then they hit me with another question instead of answering the actual question. Hey, do you think the 49ers are going to be good this year, Joe? Well, before we talk about that, let's define good. What is the word good? Just answer the damn question.
The history of the word good goes back to 1643.
And this is an Evan exclusive. I said Bonte's done this in the past. Steiny,
I don't think I've ever picked up on that.
No, but you answer a question with a question.
I know what you mean.
And it drives me nuts. If you're in the A chair, Joe,
I've never picked that up.
If I'm in the A chair, I'm just asking you a damn question. Can you answer it, please, so we can have a conversation about it? That's all I'm asking.
Let's define this word conversation here.
It drives me nuts. By the way, we are going to be live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. What would define a good season for the 49ers? Is it just making the playoffs? Do they need to be playoff contenders? Is it Super Bowl expectations again? Do they just need to not have devastating injuries this season? What would define a good season for the 49ers this year? And what should expectations be? Well, Kyle Shanahan kind of touched on it in an interview with SiriusXM Radio earlier in the week. Take a listen.
When we got here in 17, we knew we had a roster that we really had to completely change over. And, in the first year, we changed 10 out of 11 guys on offense. Joe Staley was the only one who remained. And on defense, we did 8 out of 11. So we had a big turnover, and we did it all with we did it all with draft picks. And to me, you don't hit on every draft pick, but we hit on a lot. And we got some difference makers in there. And that kind of became the core of our group from 19 all the way till now. And we brought in a couple different people with Christian and Trent that we did through trades. But everyone else has kind of been homegrown and through the draft. And fortunately, we've been able to keep some of those guys. And that's, to me, the biggest difference between now and 17 is that some of these guys that have been here are still here. And we got a group of players, whether it's five, whether it's seven, whatever it is, that are different difference makers, some borderline Hall of Fame players too. But when you look at the rest of the roster, that's what reminds me a little bit more of 17 and 18, that we need to add a bunch of youth. We need to get guys who are younger, you know, so obviously we can afford to keep some of these players, also having to pay a quarterback and things like that. So whenever that happens, you do depend on young guys. But when you get young guys, it also makes it a little bit more built to last. And we're kind of in the in-between in those areas, because when you got guys like Christian, guys like Trent, Bosa, Fred, I mean, there's a number of them. It's hard to kind of say that you're rebuilding, because you got guys there who can't carry you. But in the NFL, it doesn't matter how good those stars are. You got to have the right type of team. And we know we got some young guys that haven't done it yet. But that's what's so big about this year. It's what's so big about camp, is we're finding out a lot about these guys every day. And it'll be interesting who ends up being a part of our 53, which to me is more open now than it's been in about 6 years. But even on day one, that's not going to be it. Like week one, I expect our team in week 12, week 13 to look a lot different than it did in week one. And my whole goal is that we get better throughout the year and find a way to hopefully get into those playoffs. And once you get into those playoffs, then you got a chance at anything.
That was Kyle Shanahan on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Joe, when you heard that, did that kind of shift your expectations of what the Niners are going to be this year?
Not
or did that double down your feeling already?
No, Dad didn't. He said what I already kind of knew. It's a team in transition. You know, you can't be great forever. And I just think that everybody thinks that you should just be competing for championships year after year after year. There's cycles. Like right now, the Giants are clearly not competing for championships in baseball. You know, the Warriors, because of some very important star players, they're in that championship zone, but they weren't a year ago. I didn't think they were in that championship zone. It was like, can you kind of just make the playoffs and make some noise? That literally was what I said about the Warriors last year. Okay. Now heading into this year, I'm a little like, I want more, because I believe higher of Jimmy than I did of Andrew Wiggins and who they gave up to get Jimmy Butler. So, you know, my whole mindset is recalibrated. I think that the Niners currently are going through something that a lot of teams go through. Let's start with the quarterback and the head coach. We all think Brock's good. Brock's really good. But we know he's not one of those top five guys. And that's not a knock on him. Not many, like, there's 26, 7 other guys who aren't either, right? Those guys are very unique.
We've learned that he is a tier two quarterback.
Forget the tiers, right? There's Joe Montana, right, in this era of the 80s, right? Do you know how good Boomer Esiason was, even though he wasn't even close to Joe Montana?
Won an MVP.
Yeah, he's awesome. He was an awesome player. But there's a difference between Joe Montana, John Elway, Dan Marino, and then that next group of guys, Boomer Esiason. You can win a lot of games and go really deep with a guy like Boomer Esiason. And so I think really highly of Brock Purdy. And I think that the Niners, very similar to this team. Now, this team won the Super Bowl. It reminds me a lot of the Flacco Ravens. And where I'm going at is that once you have that quarterback making a rookie deal, you're able to afford all of these other players, T. Sizzle, Ray Lewis at the end of his career, and Ed Reed, and Anquan Boldin, and you can build this really, 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 really good team.
Ray Rice.
And he fits perfectly on that team. Perfectly. And had an unbelievable, magical run, and was a really good player, and earned the money that he got, and then they ended up paying him. Well, the same offseason they paid him, Ed Reed went to the Jets. Ray Lewis retired. Sizzle stayed, but he got hurt and wasn't the same. And Anquan Boldin got traded. And those are just a handful of the financial ramifications of having to pay the quarterback. And I look at what the Baltimore Ravens did after that, and it kind of mirrors what the Niners did last year. It was like the next year they went 8-8. It was a down year. It just was. And then in 2014, after the 2013 season of going 8-8, they're back at 10-6, and they're kind of in that fringe playoff zone, and they end up getting into the wild card. That's the template for what the Niners are looking for this year. That's exactly, and I'm just using that one team as an example, right? And it's like, you got to kind of build this thing back up. You got to make some draft picks. You got to hit. You got to find some guys. You got to develop. You got to kind of re-tinker with your team. You're not the Chiefs. Mahomes and Andy Reid, they're old-timers.
Yeah.
That's not a knock on Brock and Shanahan. Like, it's not at all. You've got some all-time players in Kittle and Bosa and Warner, and you that doesn't make a team, though. You got to build the team around them. And so he makes these statements, and I think everyone's like, whoa, we're not that? Like, yeah, guys, we were 6-11 for a reason last year. Go back and watch the games. We had a lot of holes. Your defense couldn't stop a soul. So I think this is the natural transition of a lot of teams in the NFL. I don't think this speaks negative toward the head coach, toward team building, or toward the quarterback. I don't think this is an outlandish thing for the head coach to say, and I defend him on this.
I don't think it's outlandish, but I do think he is kind of stoking the flames early a little bit here at the campfire. He's getting everyone prepared. He's starting to set it up for the expectations that, hey, you know, guys, maybe we're not going to be as good as we were in the last couple seasons. I mean, last year they weren't, but the expectations are shifting. And I'm just questioning patience level with 49ers fans with this. Their patience.
Well, they won't have any patience, Joe. Like, it's the NFL.
Well, then why say these things? Like,
because he's being as honest as he can.
Sometimes I don't want you to be honest, though. Like, sometimes.
Would you rather him say we're Super Bowl contenders?
No, don't
you
even.
You under promise and you over deliver.
Well, I'm going to say this. Like, if they are what he says, that they're going to be closer to 2017 and 18 when they were god awful, like, with a handful of guys that, let's be honest,
2018 they lost their quarterback for the whole year.
I know. I hear that. But at the same time, we're talking about Brock Purdy having to carry this team right now, and people have question marks about that when it comes to the skill position players, when it comes to Ricky Pearsall, when it comes to whether Brandon Ayuk can come back, Juwan Jennings, what's going on there? I don't know. You have George Kittle, obviously, Christian McCaffrey. So that's why I know he's not saying, like, hey, we got a handful of guys that are borderline Hall of Famers right now, and then it's wide open. So that's why I do think they are the biggest. The Niners are the biggest question mark in the NFL, as far as I'm concerned. But I'm just questioning.
But where is
the patience level?
But no, where is he inaccurate on what he said, though? Forget the patience level. Where what he said? Where is that inaccurate based off what we know about this team?
Well, I would like to say, like, the expectations for this team is still to get to the playoffs and to compete and be a playoff.
Those are his expectations internally. He asked him where his team is at, and he gave a pretty candid answer, which is like, hey, we've got these all-time players, and then we've got a bunch of unknowns, which I think is literally spot on.
I mean, it just feels like if you were in a Super Bowl window just recently, and you feel like that window's closed, right, and now you're developing, you're bringing in new players, I just am curious if we're all in agreement. If there's a lot of Niner fans like, yeah, you know, I don't think we'll be as good this year, but yeah, if we get some development in the young guys, then maybe next year we'll be back. You guys say that now. Let's talk again mid-November, and the team has 2 wins.
Well, that's how football is. If you have 2 wins, no, that's a very big disappointment.
But we're talking about it now, so I don't want to hear the complaining halfway through the season.
But that's what
if
we
you're
do.
All going to say,
what
we're, we do. No,
in
I'm not going to allow
that's
that
this
what
we
year.
Do.
No.
What do you mean no?
What do you mean no? So if they suck this year, then he should be on the hot seat, and we should be determining whether we should keep him around or not. Is that what you're saying?
Say that again.
If this team is not very good and they're under 500 this year, then
uh-huh.
I don't want to hear at the end of the season, oh, let's get rid of him, when we were all in agreement that you're going to take your lumps.
Well, what
this
does
season.
It look like? Like, I think just saying that, you know, without knowing, like,
he compared it to 2017 and 18 when they were bad. I could only go off that. They were a bad team in 2017 and 18 in transition, trying to compete.
Okay,
and they
are
weren't good.
Are they in transition?
How can you be in transition if you have like 5 borderline Hall of Fame players or however many?
Is
you
Trent
said?
In his prime?
He's still a top 5 left tackle.
No. I'm asking, is he in his prime?
I don't care if he's in his prime. He's a top 5 left tackle in the league still.
Well, he didn't play like it last year.
Okay. I still think he is.
Okay. But
ask Baldy, I think he'll still tell you he's a top 5 left tackle in the league. Ask Greg Cosell, I think he'll still tell you he's a top 5 left tackle in the league.
I don't know. Maybe he is. He missed like 6 games last
Christian
year.
Christian McCaffrey, right? Apparently, by all accounts, he looks like Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, he played 3
Shanahan.
Games last year.
Shanahan's telling me he looks like Christian McCaffrey. So just judging off joint practices yesterday and how he's looked, he's saying he's looked like him. But yeah, there's a big question mark there. If he's healthy, it's top 2-3 running back in the NFL.
Name me a team that is ready to fire their coach because they don't make the playoffs when they have 8 or 9 spots up for grabs as starters.
I'm not saying that they're going to fire Shanahan at the end of the season, but there's a chance we get out of it, and then he's going to be on the hot seat because fans are disappointed and they're upset how the season looks. But we're talking about on August 15th that we're all in agreement that Shanahan's telling us that it's not good enough. So are we accepting it or not? I don't know. That's what I'm getting out here, Joe. It's like we do this every year.
Yeah, because we're illogical football fans, and football makes us irrational. How is that surprising to you?
When we're talking about Kyle Shanahan going to 2 Super Bowls, and he doesn't believe, and you're saying it. He's telling us he doesn't believe this is a Super Bowl
team,
right?
I don't either.
Okay, So are you going to be getting on him at the end of the season if they're 7-10? If they're 6-11?
Again, what does it look like? What are the situations? You know, like when this team was humming, if they were 13-1, hypothetically, and they're playing a game down the stretch to get the number one seed, and you know, you're crossing the 40 and you don't go for it on 4th-and-1 and you trot Jake Moody out there and he misses a kick and then they get the ball and they come down and win and then you lose home field advantage. We'll all be furious, even though the team's 13.
The players just weren't good enough. I mean, it's you blame it on the players. I mean, we had to take our lumps this season.
But this is what sports fans do. I mean, this is what we do. So, right now, I think it's the smart move. It's the calculated move by Kyle Shanahan to assess where your team is and to undersell, overdeliver, and that way, it puts things in line. He knew going into last, hey, when you're spending the money that we're spending and we've got all these guys in their prime and they're all healthy for the most part, we think we're a Super Bowl contender. Well, now I don't. I'm recalibrating a little. I'm clicking it down a little. And he's probably doing that for a self-preservation in some, you know, unconscious way, but it is what it is. Like, you're not going to compete every single year for a title. I know we want to say that.
49ers fans, I want to gauge your patience level with this team heading into this season. If they're going to be what Kyle Shanahan kind of sounds like in its rebuilding, retooling kind of a situation, and they're going to have some tough losses, how patient are you going to be this season? I get it. And it sounds insane, I know, because I'm with you, Joe. Football's different. We're fans are irrational in general, but if we're preaching patience this season, I truly want to test said patience with some of the fans right now on August 15th before the season has actually started. 888-957-9570. Are you going to be patient with this team this year, Niner fans? And has Kyle Shanahan kind of, you know, I'm not going to say earned the right, because what has anyone earned in the NFL? Like, it's not for long. Like, we've seen it with the Philadelphia Eagles. Doug Peterson could have won a Super Bowl, and then a year or two later, he was gone like that. First Super Bowl in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, he was gone like that. So I'm not going to say, has he earned the right to do this? But I'm just questioning whether or not we're going to be able to handle this season accordingly. I'm just questioning it right now.
I can say that every year.
No, but last year, I think we all kind of knew. We just didn't want to say it. We all knew, with all the drama in the offseason, the Super Bowl loss, the comments, everything, I think we all kind of knew and just didn't want to say it. It had dumpster fire written all over it. And that being said, I mean, 6 wins,
I'm going to stop you there.
What?
No one knew CMC was as injured as he was. We thought he might play Week 1. That's what we were led to believe. So I think everybody, you saw the guy have one of the greatest seasons of all time. Of all time. We thought he might play Week 1. We didn't know he would play 3 games. You know, had he have broken his ankle instead of this, kind of mysterious calf injury, I think it would have changed the whole tenor of how we approached the beginning of the season. I think because of the mystery of the injury, I think we were all led to believe it was not as severe as it ended up being. That was the first of many dominoes.
I mean, did the Niners know, though?
Yeah, but we didn't, the fans. You're talking about the fans. And so I don't think the fans knew. Look, how many of us had him in fantasy and didn't know what to do with him? I mean, we talk about it every single day. Joe, I had buddies every day ask me, what's up with CMC? What's up with CMC? Is he going to play? I'm like, I don't think he's going to play Week 1, but it sounds like he's going to be ready to go.
It was in the recent memory, I had people texting me either about Christian McCaffrey or what's up with Andrew Wiggins. That's, people think that we know all these things. We don't, by the way. We're not that tight inside those organizations.
I put on the pup list.
I hear you, Joe. I'm just saying this right now because I know how we work as fans. That's why I'm bringing this conversation up right now on August 15th, because I know how these things work. We're talking about it now and say, you know what? We might not be as good this season. We might not win a Super Bowl, and that's okay until it's not okay. That's why I'm bringing it up, until it's not okay. And when does it become not okay? Is it just no one's developed this season? Is it the guys that we had question marks clearly have taken a step back and they've lost a step and we just fail to do it? Is it the quarterback struggling?
There's a million questions that we're going to have this year. I mean, it's just, there's a million. The quarterback play, what does he look like in the fourth quarter? Defensive line, are your draft picks good? You know, where is CMC?
I guess what
does Ayuk ever come back?
What's the measuring stick of success for this 49ers season? What's the measuring stick that you're using as a successful season for the 49ers? 888-957-9570.
That's the difficult thing. I don't think anyone has that answer right now. you could talk yourself into, like, just make the playoffs, which is kind of what Kyle's saying. Like, we got to find a way to make the playoffs.
Brock Purdy playing tomorrow. Kyle?
I'd like Brock to play. We'll see how, you know, I haven't decided anything for sure yet. We'll watch this tape, but, you know, I planned on getting these starters going. There's, you know, there might be a couple guys I rest, but there's not a lot of, you know, especially on the defense, there's not a lot of healthy starters as it is, but I'll figure that out here in the next 24 hours, but plan on some starters to play.
Brock's going to be a big storyline with this. As you're bringing up kind of, you know, the Joe Flacco, and they paid him, and they didn't have success immediately after the fact. I wonder where fans are going to be when it comes to Brock Purdy. If this team doesn't have immediate success, are they going to pinpoint, hey, you paid the quarterback all this money when you knew you were going through a transition. Why did we do that? And now, that being said, when you pay a quarterback, as you kind of mentioned Joe Flacco, the argument around Joe Flacco was, is he elite or not, right? That was always,
which
is,
he wasn't.
Is he elite? No, but he had elite moments in the playoffs, right? Okay, okay. So, like, there's, I hear you. I think Joe Flacco, as a quarterback, we're going to look back and say, he was pretty good. Like, he wasn't great. Yeah. He wasn't amazing. He was a pretty good quarterback. And he played in an era with Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning was in his conference, and he beat those guys at times. He did. You scoff at
no,
it, but
I
he
thought
did.
You were going to go one step further, but I noticed you didn't reference the guy you thought was a Hall of Famer, which is Philip Rivers.
Oh, Philip Rivers.
You always seem to forget him, even though he's such a lock Hall of Famer.
Well, I think Philip Rivers...
That's me smiling.
Did they beat the... Or was that the Lamar Jackson Ravens they beat? They didn't beat
Jackson came in 18 and went like 6-1 down the stretch.
And I think
whatever.
That's where the Chargers beat Lamar Jackson in the playoffs. Yeah. That was old man Rivers beating him. That was the thing. We got Jose Modesto wants to join the conversation, Joe.
I name me a team where 45% of the roster in terms of starters in any sport, we don't know who they are, and I'm supposed to predict what my expectations are for the season. This is a very inner tube season for me. Like, I get in the inner tube, I see where the lazy river takes me, and I'm either going to have fun and it's going to be like we'll get to 10-7 and we'll sneak into the playoffs. Maybe we miss it and we're going to be frustrated because of a play here, play there. Maybe they go 8-9 and the quarterback gets hurt and I'm furious. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe Mac Jones plays a couple of games. Joe, I legitimately do not know. I don't even know who their offensive line starters are. Ben Bortsch got hurt.
888-957-9570. What is the measuring stick of success for this 49ers season this year? As Kyle Shanahan says, this roster kind of resembles 2018, 2017, more so than the current Super Bowl ones of recent memory. But you got a couple guys that are borderline Hall of Famers. You got Nick Bosa still. You got George Kittle. You got Fred Warner. You got Trent Williams. You got your quarterback, you think, and you got CMC. What version of him? We'll find out. Jose Modesto, what's up, man?
What's up, Jose?
How you guys doing? First time caller. I've always listened for a while.
Thank you.
So I don't know, man. I feel like the playoffs are the expectation for the year, at least. And then if you get into the whole fact of you guys saying that, hey, are we going to fire Kyle after the season? If that ends up happening, like, the new guy coming in, I don't know if he wants to keep Purdy because it's a new team, right? So what are you going to do with Purdy? You just give him a big contract? Are you going to trade him away? Are you going to roll with him with a new coach if that ends up happening? Like, what do you guys think?
I would be shocked, Jose, if there's 0% other than leaked emails that we don't know about of Kyle Shanahan getting fired. It's just not happening. There's no chance Kyle Shanahan. I will lock that in. All right.
I would never say
if
no
Kyle
chance.
Kyle Shanahan gets fired at the end of this year, I will get a perm. All right. I'll say that right now.
Unlikely is the way I would describe. Nothing is ever for sure in sports, but unlikely is what I would describe. Again, like, quarterback goes down, guys start pointing fingers. You never know. Well, things happen.
I'm glad he brought up the quarterback because how many other teams will say, oh, the expectations, yeah, maybe make the playoffs. How many teams are saying that when they've signed the quarterback to be the highest paid player in the franchise?
Kirk Cousins, Atlanta Falcons last year.
Yeah, but the Falcons thought when they signed him that they were borderline. Like, that division, they thought they could have won.
Yeah, no,
and they almost did.
You asked make the playoffs, and like that was their calibration. We're signing you to make the playoffs. I think the Vikings did it as well when they brought in Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, how many teams are we saying, like, oh, they might make the playoffs, but that doesn't mean if they don't, it's not a successful season. Like, is that where we're all in agreement?
No, I think making the playoffs is probably the only, like, real way of success. But along the way, there are a lot of individual little successes that can make you feel optimistic about the following year. Well, Michael Williams being good and C.J. West being good. And
it's interesting because now, the more I'm thinking about it, Joe, is it's almost similar to the expectations at the start of the season for the Giants. I feel like, yeah. Where it's very similar, how, like, which sounds insane, right? Given the recent success of the 49ers, but it's almost the conversations we were having about the Giants before the season when we were saying, yeah, the expectation should be to make the playoffs.
Yeah, but I think the Giants have been so low for so long. You're like, I think with the Niners, everybody's throttled down. And I know why you're doing, like, oh, you got to do this. You got to, Super Bowl, playoffs, NFC Championship. Everyone, take a deep breath,
right,
and relax. You were 6-11 for a reason last year. I watched all the games.
I know.
I rewatched them again.
We both did.
They were not a good roster. And so just because you have Hall of Fame talent around the team does not mean you have a good team. I don't know what kind of team they are. And so my expectations are I'd like to see them make the playoffs. That's what I want. But I think anything that above that, you're setting yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Up to be angry and disappointed. Which we already do in football.
Diami is in Los Angeles, wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. What is the measuring stick of success for the 49ers this season? Diami, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Okay, I got two simple things for the season that I'm looking for. I want Brock to play good, nothing flashy, just nice, smart football, high percentage throws, and I want the team to play really solid, good football, clean football. I want the special teams to be good. No screw-ups. And, you know, just focus on the effort. Don't worry about the results. I don't care if they make the playoffs. I want to see a good team.
You don't care if they make the playoffs at all? I mean, we want them to make the playoffs.
I don't care if they make the playoffs because, you know, they got a bunch of new guys. They got a bunch of rookies. Let's learn football the right way with these new guys. And if they just focus on playing clean games, they can go far. But you can't get there by thinking you're a playoff team off the bat, you know?
Well, that's what happened. That I agree with.
No, thanks, Diami.
That I definitely agree with. Look, they're in this like unknown transition, and I CMC. How important is CMC heading into this year?
Oh, he's the ultimate wild card right now. We don't know what to do in fantasy. If you're doing your fantasy football drafts coming up here,
right?
Season's in less than 3 weeks now. So
Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings, these are other wild cards.
Ricky's looked the part, according to reports, and we saw him in practice. People say Ricky looks the part, but again, it's one thing. Can he be a number one on a team that needs him to be a number one? I have my question marks.
Most people can't name a defensive back for the Raiders.
Exactly.
I'm not hating on them. I'm just saying. So I'm kind of in wait and see mode. And I know that doesn't make for compelling radio, but I think it's the appropriate tack to have when it comes to this team. This is a very like uncharted territory Niner season that we have not accustomed to. We're accustomed to this team having major expectations and elite talent across the board and maybe three, maybe four open spots. They've got twice as many open spots.
Well, another reason why I think the Niners should be, you should be somewhat optimistic, because I do still have major question marks around the division alone. Like, that's the nice thing about football, as they did try to change this rule to say, no, down with divisions. It's just how many wins, how many losses, and we'll reseed there. Division winners, we don't care. They try to get that change, but that's not the case. So you can still win your division. I don't think the NFC West, like, if I'm taking, like, a pulse, it's power ranking the National Football Conference, all right? I got top to bottom. I'll go NFC East, because I think that highly of the Eagles and Commanders. Eagles are just, they have this most stacked roster. They're defending champs. I'll give them their respect. Commanders, I think everyone's in love with Jaden Daniels. Everyone's in love.
I'm a little more skeptical that they're going to have the same kind of impactful season as this year.
Okay.
And it just
have it like a Houston Texans setback, but still be a playoff team.
I still think that they're going to be a playoff team.
So there you go. But I
think Debo's actually going to have a bounce back year. I know everybody's down on Debo. Yeah. For some reason, I have a feeling he's not that.
Well, he's going to need to be, because Terry McLaurin still isn't there. Like, I don't know. Like, that's, as we're talking about Brandon Ayuk holding out. We saw what took place start of the season. Like, Jaden Daniels is still young. He needs those reps with his number one wide receiver, right? So we'll see. I think the Cowboys, again, if Dak stays healthy, they'll be battling for a fringe.
I have 5 wins.
That's fine, but I think if Dak stays healthy, you got CeeDee Lamb. We'll see with Micah. I still think they could battle for potentially a playoff spot, but I would not be shocked if they got 5 or 6 wins.
They might have the worst coach in football.
I don't know. I don't know who Brian Schottenheimer is.
I've seen
the worst coach in football. His name was Nathaniel Hackett a couple years ago. If he's that bad, sure. Or Urban Meyer. I've literally seen, those are the two worst coaches I've seen in my
life. I'm fading the Cowboys. To me, they are a 5 to 6 win team.
I think I respect Dak a little bit more than you when it comes to that, but I hear you. That's fine. But would you agree there? NFC East, still the top conference? Will you agree with me on that?
I like the North.
I got to see it with the North, though. I got to see it.
Somebody in the NFC, I like the North.
I got to see it. You've got the Bears. What are they?
I think the Vikings roster is dramatically underrated.
J.J. McCarthy's a huge wild card.
Sure.
We'll see. He's basically a rookie this year. He's a redshirting. We'll see. He got hurt in the first preseason game last year. Didn't play. Packers. What's going on with Jordan Love? What's going on with, Josh Jacobs?
They're just well run, though.
They are. I don't know. Can they win, though? I saw them fade last year, and I have question marks. The Lions. Dan Campbell, you lost both your coordinators. What's next? Jared Goff, you got a lot of talent there.
Their defense can't be any worse than it was last year.
Once Hutchinson went down, and it went on and on, it was horrible.
The coordinator thing is definitely interesting. I still think they're too good to not win 9 games.
It's going to be a lot on Jared Goff, too. Could Jared Goff continue to be that quarterback that he's been the last couple of seasons? And then he got the NFC South, which, for me, they're the worst. That's still the worst.
Tampa's good.
Tampa is.
And I'm not sleeping on Atlanta just yet.
Penix, let's see. He's shown flashes, but I don't know if he's that dude yet. Again, a lot of question marks when it just comes to the quarterbacks alone there. Could Bryce Young, I don't think the Panthers are going to be like a playoff team or win that division, but could Bryce Young improve? He showed flashes last year. I think we all thought Bryce Young was cooked.
Man.
I think we all thought he was I was actually one of the only ones at the station to say, you know what? If his stock is that down, hey, Kyle Shanahan, you want to trade for that guy? Maybe. I know.
Another tiny quarterback.
Well, hey, tiny quarterback went to the Super Bowl and won it. Hey, his name's Brock Purdy. It could happen. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. I'm just saying. So I think we're all in agreement. NFC South, worst. Oh, who's the Saints quarterback? Shuck. But it, like, is that who?
Tyler Shuck. He went to prom with Brock Purdy.
There you go. Right. What?
Yeah.
You took, oh, is his
date? They're the same age.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that wild?
It's Kellen Moore, the head coach. All right, great. Derek Carr retired in the offseason out of nowhere. All right. And then you got the NFC West. I think we're all in agreement. It's all going to hinge on Matt Stafford's back. I have no idea. Because Jimmy Garoppolo sure as hell ain't winning that division. And if he does, talk about things that cannot happen this year. A Jimmy Garoppolo-led Rams team winning that division, Joe. I would go insane if that happened if I was a Niner fan.
I couldn't see him lasting 17 games.
You think it'd be Stetson Bennett taking over?
Jimmy hasn't played a full season in years. Since 2019.
Exactly. 6 years ago. Six freaking years ago.
Yeah.
So I think that's how I have the hierarchy of conferences, of divisions in said conference. I'm taking the NFC East, followed by the North, followed by the West, and then going to the South at the bottom. That's how I stack up those divisions right there. And if the Niners win the division, they're in the playoffs. And that could absolutely happen because you know what? Do I believe in Kyler Murray and Jonathan Gannon? No. Do I believe in Sam Darnold and Mike McDonald? Show me. Do I believe in Stafford and McVay? Yes, I do. But Stafford hasn't even practiced. They signed him to a fat contract. He's not even there. He's got a hurt back, and he's getting old. He's 37.
Yeah, he's the biggest wild card in the NFC.
Yes, not even close. I mean, if we're talking about CMC being the wild card, no, it's Matt Stafford. Because when he is on, they can't beat anybody. He's that good. He's that guy.
Well, do you think Niner fans are thinking, the playoffs are bust? Playoffs are bust. Like, do you think that they're that over it?
I just know, and we've been
but that's
this.
Football, Joe. That's every team in football. Lost our minds when Ken Dorsey was quarterback. That's what we do in football. We do that in football.
Yeah, but then don't tell me right now on August 15th it's okay if we don't make it. Because that's what I'm saying. The hypocrisy of the nature.
It's just what fans do. They talk themselves into ridiculous stances that don't make any logical sense. That's what we do.
We got a special guest on the phone line right now. And I want to go to them because I think they may have a vested interest on what takes place in tomorrow in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium. Do we have a Super Raider fan on the line right now? Courtesy of River Islands?
Raiders.
Oh, well, who is this? Is this Hillary from Boxer and Gerson?
Sure is.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Hillary, are you in Vegas right now? Were you at joint practice yesterday? You're flying out tonight?
Flying out tonight. Real fans know.
Let's go. Real fans know.
You gonna dap up Pete Carroll?
Man. I'm fired up. We got Pete Carroll at the helm. We got Chip Kelly drawing up plays. We got Geno slinging the rock. We got Brock Bowers shaving his head. We even got rid of all the kisses in our locker room. What more could you ask for? I'm fired up.
Hillary, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. Apparently, that was Photoshopped, the Brock Bowers bald head. I saw it on Twitter, too. It was Photoshopped. He still has that 50-year-old
He didn't shave it. It just fell out.
Stop it. He needs to go to Turkey and get that hair transplant.
It was like in X-Men when Professor X lost all of his hair because that Doomsday dude or whatever his name was zapping him.
As we're nerding out with Hillary from Boxer and Gerson.
Boxer and Gerson here. The spread is Raiders minus 3.5. What are you taking?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Hey, money line. We're covering the spread. You guys are going down.
Oh. Hillary, I do want to talk to you about just the Raiders in general and the 49ers.
What Raider jersey are you wearing? Well,
that's a great question. Yeah. And when you go to Vegas.
Crosby!
That's a good one. Yeah, no, Max Crosby, he was dominating.
I'd wear it now while he's still on the team.
Still in practice? Well, he just signed a new deal there. He's not going anywhere.
Well, I mean, that's what every Raider says, you know?
Okay. Well, he's got the tattoo on his body, Joe. I don't know if he gets tattooed.
That means nothing to me. How many idiots get tattoos?
Well, you call Max Crosby an idiot now. Wow. Yeah, just interesting. We'll cut this one up and send it to him.
Yeah.
There you go. I hope you don't. I hope you don't need Boxer and Gerson when Max Crosby sees.
He might hurt me. Yes,
he might do that. But that's a good question. Yes. So you're wearing Max Crosby. Where are you going to be sitting, though, Hillary? Where is Boxer and Gerson putting Hillary at? At Allegiant Stadium? Maybe sit next to Guy Fieri.
I wish. I'm in the 200 level, row one.
Ooh, those are good seats.
I've never been to Allegiant. Yep. I'm very jealous. I think
bringing Cedrin. You're going to have a headache. Even for a preseason game, it'll get loud.
You didn't go to Allegiant?
No, I haven't been.
To watch your team lose the Super Bowl?
It's not my team. I'm not the Niner fan here. That's one Joe Shasky right there.
Yeah. At least we made it, you know?
At least, though, that's the Niner slogan the last 15 years, Hillary. At least we made it. There you go.
At least we made it. At least we're still here.
Oh, Santa Claus.
You got Trent Williams, who's hella old. You got Ayuk and Jennings, who are still broken. You got Purdy McCaffrey, who are dads now. And that means they're going to show up to work every day half-assed, just like you, Shasky. You guys are cooked.
Damn, she's like, throwing it. Wow.
Just calling you the San Francisco Giants. You're cooked.
How are those A's, Hillary? How are they doing these days?
What are we doing?
Listen, I'm not an A's fan. I'm a loyal Giants hater.
Oh, wow. That's actually a great... Shasky always says, pivot, don't panic. And that was a beautiful pivot right
there.
Is this
the Boxer and Gerson out-of-town line to discuss all the teams that are out of town?
Hey, let's talk about a team we could both get behind. The Golden State Valkyries.
Let's go! Valkyries! Let's go!
Yeah. Let's go. Have you
the
been to a game?
I'm going to the... I'm going to the Caitlin Clark game, and I'm so excited.
Nice. My mom went, and she said, for whatever reason, she's been to NFC Championship games, she's been to playoff games. She said it was one of the best environments she's ever been to, period.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, brilliant marketing on the Valkyrie side. V-Up has got to be the best publicity for lesbians since Subarus came out. I mean, we love the Valkyries. It's the Bay loves them. The lesbians love them. We all love them. Everyone can get behind that team.
Yes, I've noticed that at the games. It is very, as we are in San Francisco, it's very gay friendly, as Warriors games are too. Chase Center, the crowd, it's very diverse. And the energy at a Valkyries game, I will say, Hillary,
I'm telling you,
it is a lot different than Warriors. Like, it's just different. I don't know how else to explain it. There's a lot of fans that are first time, like NBA, not NBA, but basketball fans, like professional basketball games, it's their first time going to them. And it's actually kind of cute in a way as I go there to say, like, they didn't know certain rules when a play's called dead and they're cheering after a dunk that doesn't count. They're all going nuts. I was like, people around me, like, it doesn't count. But that's great that you're going to Caitlin Clark. See, hopefully she has a lot better performance than last time. Or I guess hopefully she continues to have bad performances at Chase Center because she is the biggest draw. I went to a Dallas Wings game at Chase Center against the Valkyries a couple weeks ago. And Paige Beckers, obviously from UConn, the first overall pick this last year's draft. People, she has her own fan base. So I can only imagine to see all the Caitlin Clark fans going there. August 31st at Chase Center. That's going to be awesome. What's going on with Boxer and Gerson these days, Hillary? What can you tell us about Boxer and Gerson, all the new stuff? What's happening there with you? Anything new to shake down and break down? Yeah?
Yeah, we're real busy over here. We've been signing up Niners players left and right. it's the business never ends, man.
Oh, I hope C.J. West doesn't have to be there or Mykal Williams to that point. Hey, Hillary, great stuff. Enjoy the game and just be safe in Vegas because it can get a little cray-cray.
Well, you know what they say. Viva Las Vegas, and whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Go Raiders!
There you go. What is that in Hangover, unless it's herpes? That'll stay with you. That's what they say.
Can I ask like a legitimate question on the Raiders Niners thing?
I hope it's not a Subaru.
Why are Raider fans? Like, I'm asking sincerely. I don't have this vitriol against the Raiders at all. Like, to me, they're so. I'm not saying they're irrelevant, but like they just don't. They don't evoke this like anger or anything. Why are Raider fans so angry at Niner fans?
I don't think it's all of them. I just think it's a handful of people that are.
Of course, it's not all of them. I know that.
Niner fans that always give Raider fans crap. It's the same thing. It's just. It's still fun because I think we want it to still be a rivalry, Joe. In a way,
it was never a rivalry.
No, it was a no. I do think it was. They're the fanfare, whether it was at Candlestick or at Oakland, it was actually a rivalry.
They're not rivals. It was a regional, like, smack-talk at work.
It's a regional rivalry. That is a thing still. Like, you might say the Angels and Dodgers games aren't a rivalry, but there's a regionality to it where the fans, they get excited about it. You can say it's not.
If I asked Niner fans in the stadium, if I went to Levi's and I said, who are the Niners rivals? You're never going to get, like, you're going to get 5 or 6, 7 teams before you get to the Raiders.
I guarantee you if the Raiders had win the Super Bowl this year, laughable, at Levi's Stadium, Niner fans will be pissed. That's all I need to say right there.
I don't know about that.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Still can't get over that Subaru line. The 49ers lost another player during practice yesterday. Rookie defensive lineman CJ West had to leave joint practice with the Raiders with a hyperextended knee. He went down during a pass drill and was seen limping off the field. West is believed to have avoided serious injury, though, according to Kyle Shanahan, who went as far to compare West's injury to the knee injury Mykal Williams sustained last week. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Let's pick this up on the other side.
Yeah, when it comes to this, is this a rivalry? This is simple. I don't think about you, Raider fans. Now, as a Niner fan, I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying my vision has never been on Raiders as a rival for the Niners. It's just not. I'm not. That doesn't. I'm not diminishing you. I'm not trying to slight you.
But just because you feel that way doesn't mean other Niner fans feel that way. I'm saying.
Who? What Niner fan has ever called this station and is like, hey, it's the Cowboys, it's the Raiders, it's the Seahawks? No.
I get literally told on the text line and everything else every single day when I talk about the Niners, what do you know? You're a Raider fan. That's literally what they say. Football Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today, Joe.
Yeah, man, you seem very emotional regarding this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.